Say hello to our next two contestants, Jen Keefe and Pam Tishman. Jen, I love knowing that you love reunions.
I do.
High school reunions?
Specifically, yes.
Okay. Listeners may not be able to see this, but you look extraordinarily young. How many high school reunions have you been to?
One.
One, yeah. And was it a 10-year?
A five.
5 year? that doesn't count, A. And so what is it about the... Isn't Facebook the reunion of now?
I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
But it's sort of a lost art. I don't know. My spirit animal is the dog from Up. And for that reason...
That's very specific.
I thrive in an environment where no one knows each other, and I'm sort of like awkwardly friendly. So it's just a great time for me.
Pam, do you like reunions?
I hate reunions.
Really?
But I've been to more than one.
You have high school reunions or?
High school, I went to my 10th, I went to my 25th, but I guess I told you about how old I am. So.
And how was the 25th?
Not as many people showed up as the 10th, because I think the only people who show up are people who are happy where their life is right now.
I'm getting so depressed over here.
This is amazing, yeah. So, well, hey, you went, so that's great. That means you have a happy life.
I do.
That's fantastic.
Hey, on the plus side, a lot of those people might be dead, so.
Yep.
I'm trying to cheer everybody
Jonathan
up.
Jonathan Optimus Colton.
Just trying to cheer everybody up. You're not
the
sad.
The glass
if
of bourbon's half full. All right. So this round is called Whose Sound Is It Anyway? There are sounds and melodies that have become so associated with a brand or company that they have actually been trademarked. For example, this sound. You know that's the MGM lion. Jen nodded. Pam? Is that from? Yeah, more or less. Sure, why not? Yes, that is trademarked. So if a lion roars, they have to pick a different key or they'll be sued. So we are going to play a few sound marks. That's what they're called. And you have to identify the company or product. Let's give it a shot. Here's the first one. Jen.
Tickle Me Elmo. Am I wrong?
You're not right.
That's a totally reasonable guess.
Pam?
The toucan from Fruit Loops.
It's the Pillsbury Doughboy. Can we hear that again? Oh, God. All right, let's see if you guys know this one. Jen?
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Yes! All right, maybe you know this one.
You've got mail.
Jen?
AOL.
AOL, yes.
I knew...
Pam, you knew that one?
I did know that one.
Do you have an AOL account, or did you have an AOL account? Most people have given theirs up, except for my husband.
No, I don't have one. And I never did.
You never did, yeah. That was back when we thought online was two words. Isn't that amazing? Let's see if this takes you back. Oh, Pam!
Hey, Pam!
Mr. Softy or Good Humor.
Yes, exactly. That's right. All right, I'm very curious to see how this next one goes.
They both look mad.
Yeah. How about a hint, Mary Tobler?
You've heard this sound a million times if you like watching sports on TV.
Jen.
SportsCenter.
Yeah?
We'll accept that.
Yes, we'll go with that. ESPN SportsCenter theme. Yes. None of our listeners will get that. Don't worry. This is your last question.
Ho, ho, ho.
Pam.
Green Giant.
Green Giant is correct. Puzzle guru Mary Tobler, how did our contestants do?
A well-played game. Jen is our winner, so you'll be coming back for our final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we'll talk to our VIP Scrubs and Happy Ending star, Eliza Coop, about playing a down-and-out attorney in her new USA Network sitcom, Benched. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.